Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today we're also tracking events in the Middle East, and they are, of course, reverberating here at home. Last week, we reported on an increase in Islamophobia, that story at hereandnow.org. Today, we look at a rise in anti-Semitism. Even before Hamas attacked Israel and Israel retaliated with bombing that's still going on, anti-Semitic incidents were at an all-time high in the U.S., according to the Anti-Defamation League. And now there's been a further increase in hate speech. Rabbi Dr. Jonah C. Steinberg is regional director of the Anti-Defamation League in New England. He joins us now. Rabbi, welcome.
Robin, it's good to be with you in this difficult time.
Yeah. So there is a lot of fear, we know, but what concrete things have you seen since October 7th, or has the ADL seen, that points to this increase in hate speech and anti-Semitism?
As you mentioned, Robin, ADL has tracked a dramatic uptick in anti-Semitic incidents. As we went into the weekend, we had been recording our Center on Extremism tracked at least 168 anti-Semitic incidents as of October 7th. That's the day of the Hamas terror attack on Israel, through October 18th. And 72 of those were Israel-related. And to give you a framing for that, during the same period last year, ADL ultimately recorded 109 anti-Semitic incidents, 11 of which were Israel-related.
Well, and what kinds of incidents are you talking about?
And that's separate, by the way, Robin, the ones I just mentioned, from anti-Israel rallies since October 7th. And we've seen 344 of those, some of which have included explicit anti-Semitic language. But we are talking about incidents of graffiti. We are talking about verbal accostings of people. We're talking about incidents of school bullying with specific reference to what's going on currently.
Well, those are the incidents that you can point to, you know, broadly. But you just mentioned 344 anti-Israel rallies since October 7th. Could you define that more? Because some would say a rally in support of Palestinians could even be supported by Jews who support Palestinians having their own state. You know, there are Jewish groups like Not in Our Name who are very against the current bombing and also have long supported a two-state solution, a state for Palestinians. So what do you mean? You know, make the difference between somebody supporting Palestinians in this time and an anti-Israel rally.
There is nothing wrong with caring about the civil rights and the worthy hopes for self-determination of the Palestinian people. And one of the tragedies of this moment is how hideously Hamas's actions undermined all worthy hopes. When you see rallies with chants of "from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," in the context of what we've just seen, that's tantamount to a call for genocide. What would happen to the Jewish population of Israel in such a picture?
So you're talking about calls for wiping Israel off the map, which we have heard.
Effectively, and I'm talking about groups that seem to be celebrating what Hamas did on October 7th and seem in effect to be taking sides with that pogrom against Jewish Israelis and families.
Are you also concerned that some of what is happening in the streets now is being co-opted by white supremacists who have long been anti-Semitic?
Well, these white supremacist groups are opportunistic in all sorts of ways. And as you note, we had been tracking already a very dramatic rise in white supremacist incidents that target, by the way, not only Jews, but immigrants and refugees and communities of diversity in the United States.
Yeah. Talk about what's happening on a very personal level. We all hear of, you know, friends afraid to wear their Jewish star. What are you seeing just from the fear?
For sure. Speaking personally, I wear a kippah, a yarmulke, in public. I'm 53 years old, and both of my parents have expressed concerns about my safety. And the young people that I work with have heard similar concerns from their parents. But I will note, Robin, at the same time, and this is heartening, this is a time when some people have gone into the jewelry boxes and taken out their Jewish stars to put them on. And this is a time when finding solidarity among Jewish community and with our allies is so very, very important.
And there's another aspect of this, which is We understand people worried about their children, sending their children to school. Have you found any evidence of a need for heightened security at temples, at schools?
Well, for sure. Speaking personally, again, Robin, I grew up in Europe in relation to my father's work with the remnants of Eastern European Jewish community. And going to synagogue in Vienna, Austria, we were very used to there being armed guards at the synagogue doors. There had been a bombing at the synagogue the year before we arrived in Vienna. That is something to which most American Jews are not accustomed or have not been accustomed, but which is becoming far more frequent.
Yeah. Rabbi Dr. Jonah C. Steinberg, Regional Director for the Anti-Defamation League in New England. Rabbi, thank you.
Thank you for having me with you.